You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now in Phoenix. I'm Steve Goldstein. In the fall, the city of Phoenix announced it would be looking for the city's first ever poet laureate. Phoenix's leaders had set a goal of having the poet in place in January, and earlier today that decision was made public. It's Rosemarie Dombrowski who joins me along with Gail Brown, Executive Director for Phoenix's Office of Arts and Culture. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
And Rosemarie, congratulations. So how does it feel to be the initial poet laureate?
It feels stellar at the moment, but I have to go home and get back to grading. So back down to earth quickly for me, which is how it should be for a poet.
There are a lot of things involved, and Gail and I have discussed some of these in the past, but what do you really want to do first, whether it's something actually concrete or just something philosophical?
I think philosophically speaking, I'm trying to break down some of the stereotypes about poetry, about its archaic nature, its inaccessibility, sometimes even its academic reputation. I want everyone to realize that it's a fantastic vessel for self-expression, for sociocultural dilemmas and protests, and it gives anyone in any group a voice. And I think people need to recognize that about the form so that we can bring it back.
And not to put too much pressure on, but how does one do that? What are some thoughts you have about that?
You know, this morning I kept saying microzines for all, so I feel like that's my slogan for the day. My students and I run a micro-poetry microzine press, and we do that specifically because we feel like the package is less intimidating. The craft is never sacrificed within the poems that we publish, and we publish authors from all over the country. But zines are cool, and the package is, again, enticing, appealing, tiny. People can read it in 30 seconds, and I think that's how you sort of ease people back into the form.
Gail, you've been involved in poetry for a long time. What is it about Rosemarie that excites you for this position?
Well, first of all, she's a fantastic poet. I read her work and was thrilled that the panel that we put together to select the poet laureate for Phoenix decided that Rosemarie would be the selection. She's a good poet. She's an educator. She has a great kind of community presence in Phoenix, has run a reading series here, in fact, several. So she's in some ways just the ideal candidate for this position.
Let's talk a little bit about process, just because I want people to know how this worked. Because when you and I spoke a couple of months ago, we sort of had an idea of what the criteria would be, what you were looking for.
Right.
Did you get applicants you were excited about? And then from there, take us through the process.
We did. So when we spoke last time, we were in the process of making that public call, of getting the word out in the greater Phoenix area that we were looking for a poet laureate. And we then were able to find a number of applicants that were interested in this position. And we assembled a panel of poetry professionals, people who have a lot of experience in poetry, publishers, teachers. We, in fact, had two laureates. Our state poet laureate, of course, Alberto Rios, was involved in the process, as well as Laura Tohe, who's the poet laureate for the Navajo Nation, among others. And so they looked through the applications and made their decision, which we forwarded then to Councilwoman Pastor, as well as Mayor Stanton.
Now, the big announcement was made publicly this morning. What was that like? What was the environment like for both of you?
I'll let Rosemarie start.
Well, there were certainly more people there than I had expected. Lots of press and media, lots of students from South Mountain Community
Yes.
College. I think most of the librarians were outside for the announcement as well. I got to meet some of the residents of Phoenix who were at the library, as well as some students afterwards. Everybody was warm and supportive and seemed absolutely thrilled. So I think I was thrilled by how thrilled they were. And the mayor was ridiculously happy for me and read one of my poems, which I told him not to screw up before he started reading it. So I was surprised.
He did a great job.
He was carrying my book around and he made me sign it, which was also really charming. And it was the environment that I would have dreamed for an event like this.
It was a real celebration of poetry. That's what I loved about it. The mayor's enthusiasm, Councilwoman Pastor's enthusiasm,
Absolutely.
Having Alberto Rios there. And, of course, Rosemarie did a fabulous job talking about what the position meant to her and reading a lovely poem of her own. So we couldn't have asked for a better morning, I don't think.
What do you think it means beautiful. For the city of Phoenix, Gail, to have this? We discussed this a little bit a few months ago, but I want to reiterate the fact that what does it show about the way the city's growing up, becoming more diverse, whatever it may be?
Well, kind of following up on something that Rosemarie said, I think community building is part of what we are hoping for in this, that we do use poetry and language and literature to talk to our community broadly. We have so many different kinds of people in the city to engage with them, to perhaps encourage them to do their own writing, their own reading of poetry. And then maybe to see what kind of writing comes out of this for Rosemary, what kind of new work she might generate that is somehow expressive or demonstrative of who we are as a people and a community and a city.
Rosemary, can you be a cultural ambassador? Does that feel like it's a lot of weight on your shoulders, or does it seem really, really exciting?
I feel like I'm a cultural ambassador in the classroom, and I feel like I've been doing this work in the community with my students for a long time, a decade plus. And I've always considered myself a community poet. That's where I've embedded myself and my students for years in a variety of projects. And I was involved in a public art project this semester with my students as well. This is the kind of stuff that we look for. We look for these opportunities all the time. And I think that being in the position that I'm in, I'll be able to give my students more of those opportunities, and I'll be able to give the community at large more of those opportunities. So I don't really look at it so much as pressure on me. I think it's more opportunities for everybody who needs a voice and who deserves that voice.
I don't want us to go to the Webster's Dictionary, but how would you define poetry, and has it evolved? Because for many people, hip-hop defines poetry. For some people, they can even find it in a mural or somewhere around. That's poetry that speaks to them. It isn't always sort of the word choices that people have thought of. Can it be that way?
I think it demands lyrical and oftentimes linguistic skill, certainly lyrical skill. But as I said this morning, it's also the genre of literature or the genre of art that's known for its empathy and its sensitivity to human suffering, to loss, to otherness, to illness. So for me, poetry is the vehicle for those kinds of stories more so than the other genres.
Gail, do you have thoughts about that?
I think that I mentioned before, I used to work at the Poetry Center at the University of Arizona, and I was a presenter of poetry, and we always did think of it as, I think, a very inclusive place. There are many different forms of poetry that are practiced and are very exciting for different groups of people. But I do agree very much with Rosemary that it is an art form that does speak to empathy, that does speak to our shared humanity, that does call things out of us that maybe other art forms don't quite as much.
Is there a right or wrong with poetry or no?
I think there's always a better word choice. Okay. And that's generally how I approach it with my students. My students don't like to punctuate. I don't know why. I'm a master punctuator. So that's something that I'm constantly revising with them in the classroom. But I think sometimes we don't, if we're not used to this form, find the right words to express what we're attempting to express. And I think somebody who has a little bit more experience in the poetic world can help other people shape their stories using better words, using more appropriate language, just to make those words that much more impacting.
What did you think of Bob Dylan getting the Nobel Prize?
You know, I thought it should have been Leonard Cohen. But ultimately, I also grew up with Bob Dylan. I'm grateful for the music that I grew up with in college, and Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen were both a part of that. But so was Nirvana, and so was Green Day. So I think I would have been happy with any of those choices. These are people who have stood for social justice. These are people who have, again, spoken up and attempted to represent the issues of humanity in their respective eras. And I have immense respect for them. I don't think that poetry is just a form that exists on the page.
Gail, sorry to leave with just a few seconds, but how would you define success after 2 years of Rosemary?
Oh, I think a number of readings, maybe a project that involves a certain community that Rosemary is interested in. We're making this up a bit as we go along, so I'll check back with you.
Gail Brown is Executive Director for Phoenix's Office of Arts and Culture, and Rosemary Dombrowski is Phoenix's first Poet Laureate. Again, congratulations, and thanks to you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.